Happy Friday, everybody. These weeks, they may only be 7 days, but they feel like a month. So much going on. I hope that you have time this weekend to take a break from things and breathe. We need to breathe. In, you know, in and amongst me lighting my hair on fire a few times a week on the show, Jess, I have to remember to breathe.
I hear it does wonders for the continuation of being.
Yeah. The breathing, a little music for Universal Music Day, it will do me well. I'm really excited because the friend that's joining me this weekend to hang out, haven't seen her in a long time. She is so funny. I invariably end up crying because I'm laughing so gosh darn hard. Folks, if you want to share what you're up to this weekend, the good news that you've got going on, you can join us for this very last segment, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Jess, what are you up to this weekend, my friend?
Oh, I've actually got some good stuff going on. So in not necessarily happy news, but the end of it's happy, Yom Kippur starts at sundown, which is a very, very somber holy day, but it does end with a very joyful looking forward to this fresh new year. And then I actually get to break my fast because it's a fasting holy day at a very close friend's wedding where my husband is the best man. And it's just going to be, I'm very excited to spend this day just celebrating love and being together with our community. So that's where I'll be for Universal Music Day.
Well, you'll be celebrating music and their marriage and the end of your fast for the Day of Atonement. So I'm glad that you've got this wonderful event to look forward to, Jess.
What do you have?
Yeah, so I've got the friend coming to visit. I have got brunch with the folks on Sunday morning of, you know, the Wisconsin tradition, brunch with the folks, which I will enjoy. They'll probably visit with me and my little dog, too.
The littlest.
She is the littlest. Her name's Finney. If you haven't seen her on the show, sometimes she pops up onto the screen if you watch us on the U of the Tube. Folks, you can also follow me on Instagram, X, and Facebook. I gotta say, on the X, it's probably where I light my hair on fire the most. You think my hair gets lit on fire on the show? You want to see the unfiltered Maggie Dawn? You got to go to at Maggie Dawn Show on X and see my reactions to the news in real time. Because yeah, the hair is definitely on fire. But you can also find me on the gram and on Facebook. You can watch my show and the very next show coming up, the Dom Salvia Show, which is fantastic, on the Civic Media channel on YouTube. I did have another little bit of good news that our good friend Todd Alba broke just before we got on the air. He had his former boss, former state Senate majority leader and Republican Dale Schultz, that joined him today. If you missed Todd's show, you can go find it at civicmedia.us. And this was Dale Schultz's first interview after he endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz earlier in the day. So hooray for you, Mr. Dale Schultz, and for Todd Alba. Great interview. I got to listen to a little bit of it. Schultz, who was the majority leader from 04 to 07, he was in the state assembly and Senate for 32 years.
Whoa.
So most people in Wisconsin know Dale Schultz. Mm-hmm. And here's what he had to say to Todd, and I thought this was great. I tell people, look, I didn't leave the Republican Party. The party left me. This is a critically important race, and Donald Trump should never be allowed in the Oval Office again. I'm proudly casting my vote for Vice President Harris and Governor Tim Walz. But here's the thing that I thought was the real nugget of Todd's interview with Dale. Dale Schultz said this: it's going to take my friends and neighbors who entrusted me with their votes for so many years to come out and join me in voting for Vice President Harris. Seeing my good friend, former Republican Iowa County Sheriff Steve Michek, join former Congresswoman Liz Cheney in Ripon in endorsing the vice president by making the point that Donald Trump's actions on January 6th were disqualifying for anyone who truly supports law enforcement and the rule of law. That had a great effect. He also said this, I've seen members of my own family affected by the disgusting lies being told and perpetuated by Trump and MAGA in Florida as a major hurricane hit. And that is when I said, enough's enough. I'm going to stand up and be counted. Hear, hear, former Speaker and Majority Leader Dale Schultz. I mean, that's that is also a big deal.
Huzzah.
Yeah, huzzah. One of my favorite all-time statements, absolutely deserving of a big huzzah. Again, that was Senate Majority Leader, State Senate Majority Leader Dale Schultz, served in the State Assembly and Senate for 32 years, an old school Republican by any measure, a man of integrity who, in his own words, wants to stand up and be counted because Donald Trump is unfit, endorsing Kamala Harris and Tim Walz today. Congratulations to you, Todd, for a great interview. You can find that at civicmedia.us, as well as all of my past episodes, in case you missed anything, including my first interview with historian Heather Cox Richardson on September 27th. My thanks to all my great guests this week, and my thanks to all of you for listening. I hope you all have a great weekend. Breathe, listen to some tunes, hang out with some friends and family, and relax. We're going to need it. It's a sprint to November 5th. Folks, I'm Maggie Dawn. Dom Salvia is up next with the Dom Salvia Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together. Bring